每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
12月28日，信徒之约。以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。启示录22章3节。这一切都始于伊甸园，一个位于中东底格里斯河和幼发拉底河之间的地方。值得注意的是，早期历史上著名的国家再次凸显出来，以色列、埃及、叙利亚、伊朗等。在伊甸园里，上帝发出了一个伟大的预言：我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。创世纪3章15节。随着末世结局的来临，上帝的力量愈发强大，撒旦的头被重击。在上帝的统帅下，天使长米迦勒正在整顿他的军队，准备最后一战——哈米吉多顿之战。圣经中最后的一个画面是有关天堂的景象。许多年前，我造访了美国参议院的餐厅。当我在跟不同的人交谈时，一位参议员把我叫到他的餐桌旁。他说：比利，我们正在讨论悲观主义和乐观主义，你是悲观主义者还是乐观主义者？我笑着说：我是个乐观主义者。他问为什么？我说：我读过圣经的最后一页。圣经提到一座城，是上帝所创建的，在那里被救赎的人比天使更尊贵。经文提到一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。启示录22章1节。接着在4到5节说，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王直到永永远远。接下去的第6节是关于天使振奋人心的最后一句话，这些话是真实可信的，主就是众先知倍感之灵的神，差遣他的使者将那必要快成的事指示他仆人。基督徒和非基督徒都应该默想第7节经文。上帝说：看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。请问，在这预言的画面中，你的位置在哪里？让我们一同祷告。天父，我们期盼你儿子耶稣基督的荣耀显现，那将是多么奇妙！奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
December 28th, a covenant for Christians. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in the city, and his servants shall serve him. Revelation 22:3. It all started in the Garden of Eden, a place located somewhere between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers in the Middle East. It is significant that the nations prominent in early history are once again prominent. Israel, Egypt, Syria, Iran, and so on. In that garden, God gave a great promise, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your seed, and you shall bruise his heel." Genesis 3:15. As we approach the end of the age, the head of Satan is being battered and bruised as the forces of God gain momentum. Under the command of God, Michael the Archangel is now organizing his forces for the last battle, Armageddon. The last picture in the Bible is one of heaven. Many years ago, I was visiting the dining room of the United States Senate. As I was speaking to various people, one of the senators called me to his table. He said, "Billy, we're having a discussion about pessimism and optimism. Are you a pessimist or an optimist?" I smiled and said, "I'm an optimist." He asked, "Why?" I said, "I've read the last page of the Bible. The Bible speaks about a city whose builder and maker is God, where those who have been redeemed will be superior to angels. It speaks of a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." Revelation 22:1. It says, "And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, nor light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." Verses 4 and 5. The next verse has a thrilling last word to say about angels. "These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show to his servants the things which must shortly be done." Christian and non-Christian alike should meditate on the seventh verse, where God says, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Where do you fit in this prophetic picture? Let us pray. Father, we look forward to the glorious appearing of your Son, Jesus Christ. How wonderful it will be. In Jesus' name, amen.